This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Helping you navigate the cyber world more easily and safely, we discuss on today's This Week in America with Google's Director of Account Security and Internet Safety Expert, Mark Risher. He holds numerous patents and inventions in anti-spam, phishing detection, and account security. His job, protecting users around the Internet from advanced attacks of all kinds. He'll share Google's top tips for Internet safety and privacy, why unique passwords for your accounts are essential, why and how to keep your software up to date, adding two-step verification for further protection, and how to talk with children early about online safety and setting up digital ground rules in your household. Internet safety expert Mark Risher next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Helping you navigate the cyber world more easily and safely, we discuss on today's This Week in America with Google's Director of Account Security and Internet Safety Expert, Mark Risher. He's worked in cybersecurity for over a decade, protecting some of the largest online properties. Mark holds numerous patents for inventions in anti-spam, phishing detection, and account security. With tips for Internet safety and privacy, Mark Risher with us on This Week in America. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here, Rick.
Coming up on Safer Internet Day, February 5th, really an excellent time to reassess our online activities and literally what in a few moments we all can strengthen our online security.
That's right. So it's a great time for people to remember and to pay attention to steps that they can take to stay safer online. There's news seemingly every day about breaches, hacks, compromises, and we want to help people avoid that and understand what few steps they should take to get themselves into a better place.
Talk about every day. It's almost literally every hour we find out something new that we need to do to protect ourselves. And you've got a number of tips, and we'll have a website later where you can get more information on these tips. But one you say is very important, keeping your software up to date. That may be something that some of us put off, especially if it's not automatic. Talk about the importance in getting that done, getting that up to date.
That's right. There are, as you said, there's constantly new vulnerabilities being discovered. And the problem is that once updates are made available, not everyone installs them, meaning that they remain vulnerable for much longer than they could or should. So you mentioned automatic updates. Google products will automatically update themselves, so we know you're always getting the latest and greatest. But for other software that you have or other phones that you have, it's important that users don't ignore and don't put off that little reminder that shows up, but instead install these security updates as soon as possible.
So that's one of the advantages of a Chrome browser, because that updates itself, correct? I don't have to worry about that.
That's right. That's something we did in Chrome browser from the beginning. It was sort of controversial at the time, but it's proven to be a best practice that many, many other companies are now following. You don't want to leave things to, human weakness. I get busy, you get busy. But instead, ensure that the computer is automatically keeping itself up to date and getting those latest and greatest security protections.
One of the tips, and probably many of us are guilty of this, it's so much easier to remember one password. Maybe use it on several accounts. Maybe use it on a lot of accounts. That really is increasing our risk for a breach, isn't it?
That's right. That's one of those, the law of unintended consequences. That for years, we in the industry have been saying you need to have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, symbols, punctuation. But the problem is that leads people to create this favorite password that they then reuse on every single site. And the problem with that is that then if any site gets broken into, this super strong secure password you created is now out there in the wild for all sorts of attackers to use. So instead, what we recommend is a unique and distinctive password in every site. And that's where we built some tools that help people do that. The Chrome web browser itself memorizes your password and will help you automatically fill it in on each site. So that means you don't have to keep it in your memory. The computer does it for you. And then on Safer Internet Day, we're releasing a tool called Password Checkup that will warn you if the password you're about to use has been leaked or compromised out there on the dark web so that you can change it and take appropriate steps to lock yourself down again.
With us on the program, Mark Risher, Google's Director of Account Security and Internet Safety Expert as well. You talk about having a Google security checkup. How do we go about doing that? Because this really gives us a lot of information, which I understand is all personalized for each of us as individual users and actionable as well.
That's right. We know people are busy. We know that they're looking for simple instructions on how to stay safe online. And so we built that Google Security Checkup to be really a one-stop shop for your online safety. It's easy to remember the URL. It's g.co/securitycheckup. And what that'll do is walk you through personalized recommendations and advice based on who you are, how you browse the Internet, what kind of devices and software that you have, so that you can take the minimal steps necessary to get into that best secured state.
And you can link on to all this information, the tips we're talking about on today's program, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All the Google addresses you need, websites you need, URLs to get all of this information. Here's something probably a lot of us are guilty of as well, taking the time to set up a recovery phone number and email address. That's one of those that's like, okay, I really should do that. Tell us why it's important for us to do that. Eventually, it's going to save us some time in the long run and possibly some very serious problems.
That's right. Serious problems indeed. So the recovery phone number is one of the things that security checkup will lead you to, and it really helps in two ways. One of them is if you should forget your password or lose your laptop, leave it behind at school or what have you, then recovery phone number gives you a way to get back into your account. But perhaps even more important is that it gives us a secondary security mechanism if we're ever in doubt. So if someone tries to log in, claims to be Rick, and maybe knows Rick's password, but we're suspicious, we can send a confirmation to your phone to confirm that it really is you. That second layer, people might also know it as second factor authentication, gives you dramatically stronger protection against somebody who's breached your password and is able to break into your account.
We'll talk about that two-step verification. That's another one we hear a lot about, and probably many people are like, someday I really need to do that. How do we go about doing that? And that does give us another layer, doesn't it?
It does give another layer. It means that knowledge of your username and password alone is not enough, and so that can dramatically reduce the possibility of someone breaking into your account. Turning it on, very simple. On Google itself, it's google.com/two-step. But many other sites now offer this, many other products offer that, and it is a worthwhile step for people to take. On Google, you don't necessarily have to. We mentioned before that recovery phone number will provide effectively dynamic two-factor authentication, but it's always useful for people to consider this. and to look at it, particularly on all the sensitive sites that they're utilizing.
And you talk about taking this time now, especially with Safer Internet Day, to talk to children about online safety, set digital ground rules for them as well. You've got some tools available that will make this very easy to do.
We do. Google knows that family safety is more than just online security. It's also problems like cyberbullying, kid safety, privacy, oversharing. And so we packaged it together on something Google calls Be Internet Awesome. So it's a site that's got tools and information for both kids and adults that'll help them stay safe online. It's got this educational game called Interland, where kids themselves kind of, I think they pilot a spaceship through the cyberspace, and they learn about all these different safety tips. And then it's got information for parents and even lesson plans for teachers to help spread awareness and help people to stay safe online across all different ages and all different families.
In fact, you talk about when you don't really provide the proper framework, the groundwork for your child as they're getting onto the internet, that's like giving them the keys to the car without ever having a driver's license.
That's right. There is a risk. I mean, obviously, there's tons of tremendously valuable information out there, whether educational or entertainment, and we want kids to be able to use that, but it's important that they understand what they're getting into, they understand some of the ground rules, like you said, and that they know how to stay safe and respectful as they're navigating around. You know, one example is actually YouTube. So lots and lots of parents give their kids a tablet or a phone to play YouTube on. We've built a special app called YouTube Kids. It's available for iPhone, Android, iPads, all these different devices. And it allows things, including setting a screen time limit, which is really nice for parents because the kid doesn't yell at you, the app enforces it itself. And then you can also steer children towards trusted video and ensure that they're only seeing age-appropriate content instead of everything that's out there that may not be what you want your 6-, 7-, 8-year-old looking at.
And you also have a Family Link app as well. Talk about that, because this is really valuable for a parent.
That's right. Family Link is pretty amazing, actually. It allows parents to supervise what their kids are doing online, but with the right kind of parameters. So things like screen time that I mentioned is one option, limiting the apps that they can install or confirming before they install a new app, and even things like with appropriate consent, being able to track locations so you can find your kids in the event of an emergency. That's all available through that Family Link app, which is available both for iPhone and Android.
We've got about a minute or so left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning, one of the things you do, you protect users around the world using the internet from advanced attacks of all kinds. And I'm thinking as I'm typing that, how advanced are these getting? It appears, at least with phishing that I'm getting, it used to be you knew right away because the logo was wrong, the spelling was bad. These have really become sophisticated, haven't they?
That's right. Sophisticated, or at least very, very convincing. Phishing attacks are still, unfortunately, one of the major techniques used by attackers. We actually built a product at Google for high-risk individuals, people like politicians, elected officials, journalists, celebrities. It's called the Advanced Protection Program because we wanted to bundle up our strongest security offerings in one package so that those individuals could be the most protected and most assured. So the Advanced Protection Program, for people maybe listening today who are in that high-risk category, is another free option. g.co/advancedprotection is the link for that. It helps defend against these increasingly sophisticated and targeted attacks, like you mentioned.
I'm going to take 30 seconds here. How frustrating is that for you? You go into work and it's like, okay, we nailed that. We shut that down. People are aware of it. We're blocking it. And then 5 minutes later, you find out somebody else is penetrating somewhere. How frustrating is that? It's like a never-ending battle, it seems like.
Yeah, unfortunately, security is not something that you solve. It's something that you continue to advance. And we keep building the walls higher, and the attackers keep trying to find ways to get through. That's why Google invests so considerably. I've got a huge team that's working around the clock in many different countries so that we're constantly monitoring, studying, surveying, and building defenses against the latest attacks that people have to worry about so that your listeners don't have to themselves. They just take the security checkup and know they're in the right setting.
Interesting conversation. Mark Risher, our guest on the program, Google's Director of Account Security, Internet Safety Expert. We're talking About Safer Internet Day, should be every day out of the year, but here's a day to really step back and reassess. All the information we talked about today, you'll find links to at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mark, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate the chance.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. That's 800-648-9172.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Back for a new season, TLC's ever-expanding family, counting on Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific. Following the oldest Duggar children, the famous clan from the hit series 19 Kids and Counting, as they begin their lives as adults and start families of their own. We see Ginger Duggar and her husband Jeremy Volbo navigate being new parents. Ginger, the sixth of 19 children, fourth oldest daughter, a television personality since 2004, accomplished pianist, co-author, along with her sisters Jana, Jill, and Jessica, of the highly acclaimed book Growing Up Duggar, It's All About the Relationships. Jeremy, a standout college soccer player, senior year at Syracuse, named the team MVP, played for Major League Soccer and North American Soccer League, now a full-time pastor and reality TV star. Ginger and Jeremy actively involved in SWAN. That's an organization for children affected by parental incarceration, providing free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities, and mentoring. SWAN was founded in 2011 by Diana Volo, an accomplished violinist, music instructor. She's executive director of SWAN and Jeremy's mother. TLC's counting on a brand new season, Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific, and Ginger, Jeremy, and Diana, Felicity's mom, dad, and grandmother, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. Thanks so much for having us. It is a pleasure talking about all that's going on in everybody's lives right now. First of all, how did your lives change, all of you, on July 19th of last year?
Well, it changed for the much, much better. We welcomed our little daughter, Felicity, into this world, and it has been a nonstop joy. This little girl looks like and acts like her mother, and so it's been really amazing.
Is anybody getting any sleep? Usually it takes a while before the baby sleeps all night and mom and dad can get some sleep, usually doing that in shifts for a while. Anybody getting any sleep, and do you care if you don't?
We are getting sleep at this stage. We're really thankful. Felicity is a really easy baby, and so it's been good. She's allowed us to get lots of good sleep. Of course, there are nights here and there, but she's been good for the most part.
And Diana, what's this been like for you? I understand this is your first grandchild.
Oh, yes. It's been a pure joy. It's been a little hard because there's a lot of distance between us, Jeremy and Ginger being in Texas and I being in the Philadelphia area. But we manage. We visit as much as we can, and we, of course, visit on the phone.
You know, it's nice now you've got Skype, and things like that, so you can sort of stay in touch. When our kids were little with grandparents, it was sending Polaroids back and forth, so times have changed.
That's right.
Times have changed dramatically. Now you've got almost that instant contact out there. Ginger, we all sort of got to watch what you were going through during this whole intense delivery. What was that like with the fan reaction? Because everything I've read, they feel like Felicity is theirs as well.
It was definitely an interesting time. Having grown up with a lot of siblings around, seeing my mom be pregnant, you know, for many years, it was like, okay. You knew what to expect, or so you thought. Walking through that experience for myself the first time, it's amazing. Just having my mom there support me and my sister, then my in-laws, it was just amazing thing just to experience for myself and welcoming our first little one into the world. It was definitely incredible, something that you can't even describe, the amount of joy and love that surrounded it.
Jeremy, talk about sort of navigating through some of the challenges of being, especially a first-time parent, because you don't know quite what to expect. You've got the church where you're involved as a pastor, so everybody's trying to juggle everything. Priority number one, of course, is Felicity. Talk about trying to navigate that, especially for new parents for the first time.
It's been really interesting because a lot of people tell you what to expect and what you've got to know, but there's nothing like experiencing it yourself.
Yes.
And I was amazed at the natural instincts of fathering that just appeared in me. I mean, it was really strange to me. Just first of all, the love. You can't anticipate the love for this child that you're going to feel and have. But then more than that, just the instinctual desire and ability to care for her. And so it's been a change, yes. But it hasn't felt like this big juggling act. It's kind of been just this smooth transition, which feels quite natural. It feels like, well, this is what you do next, and you've got a little daughter now, and so life may slow down at times, life may speed up at times, but I've felt, anyway, I don't know if this has been others' experience, but I just felt this natural instinct kick in, and it's pretty much been a smooth ride, I would say.
It's interesting you talk about it. It's sort of a natural process. So it's not like a checklist that somebody gives you and you've got to do these things to be a good father. They just sort of happen, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's like nobody has to tell you, hey, if the baby's upset, get up and go check on her. Or you just do it, you know, and it's like you just shift into another gear.
This is amazing, watching this all unfold on Counting on TLC, back for a brand new season. So much going on. This seems like this family never quite slows down. More changes and surprises on the horizon for this season. What can we expect to see Ginger in season four? There's a lot coming up yet, isn't there?
There definitely is a lot of exciting things coming up. John David and Abby, you get to see their wedding. And then Josiah and Lauren as newlyweds, they head off to Austria for their honeymoon. And then Ben and Jess, they're raising their two little boys, Henry and Spurgeon, so it's just nonstop adventure, fun, you get to see and be a part of. And then also, there's a scene that I think just moved us definitely. And I think with Josiah and Lauren, they open up and share just the struggles of life and the circumstances that surround the hardest season of their lives. And so I encourage you to tune in and see it.
And that's TLC's hit series, Counting On, Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific. I mentioned all of the involvement the entire family has now in working with SWON, which was introduced to the country, featured on the Counting On segment, I think it was August of last year. Diana, you had a really distinguished performing career, professional career beginning Carnegie Hall International Concert Tour with the Concerto Soloist of Philadelphia after that. But you've always been a teacher. What was the inspiration in founding SWON?
Oh, thank you for asking. The inspiration were twofold. Number one, I had grown up in a rather difficult circumstances, and so I scaled my own walls through music. And then I've been a teacher for 40 years, and I've seen the impact that music has on a child's life. My children were very successful, my students were, and my husband's a pastor and counsels criminal offenders, and that's where I got introduced to children who are affected by parental incarceration for the very first time. I did a little research, and to my surprise, one in 14 children in the United States has had a parent either in state or federal prison at some point in their lives. That's more than 5 million children affected in the United States.
Yeah, I saw that statistic, and that was hard to believe. One out of 14 are impacted by this.
Absolutely. This is a group of children that are rather invisible to our country. So I want to highlight their plight. And it's something we can help solve. Sadly, when a parent goes to prison, their children suffer physically, mentally, emotionally. They may experience the trauma of separation and abandonment, as well as homelessness, continued or deepening poverty. And you see, these things result in behavioral issues and substandard academic performance. And yet, their circumstances do not need to define who they are. SWAN stands for Scaling Walls a Note at a Time. We're a support group, but we provide those free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities. And why? Because research underscores how music is one of the finest disciplines to help children succeed.
You're doing wonderful work, and the website, by the way, is swanforkids.org. You can find all the information there on the organization. I got about a minute left in the program, going by way too quickly here. With Ginger and Jeremy, let's talk about the platform you have. This is not just people watch in and sort of be entertained by watching you and all of the family members grow up. You really have a chance to touch lives. For example, with SWAN, bringing that message out to people and emphasizing the importance of faith and family. I'm assuming this is a very important platform for both of you, the TV program.
It is. As we look around our world, there is a lot of negativity. And you look around and you see the hate, you see the damage that's being done, you see, there's a lot of strife. And here the Lord has provided us a platform to share our lives with others, and we want to use that positively. We want to use that to obviously glorify the Lord, but also to impact lives. And so Ginger and I are passionate about SWAN because, like my mother said, these children are invisible, and yet there's something we can do to change and alter their lives. There's an impact story of a young girl named Brianna, and we unfortunately don't have time today, but to hear this story, which you can see at swanforkids.org, and to see how her life will forever be changed.
It's just amazing. Yes, the work that you're doing and the platform that you have to do this. We're talking about TLC's hit series, Counting On. New season, Mondays 9 Eastern Pacific. Ginger Jeremy with us on the program. Diana Volo, Jeremy's mother and the executive director, founder of SWAN. Time has gone by way too quickly. It's been great having all of you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.